Absolutely. It
Like,
is a
do we
big
have
part. It's also a
sukkiyot
big part of our
outside of the
distinction.
Shabbos and Chalavim Ariyot example?
Yeah, so kilayim, one of the big Mishnah Makoros about Darshan Miskavein is about wearing kilayim bashuk. And can you, like a salesman, can he like wear the kilayim as a way of showing the clothing to potential buyers?
Yeah.
Is one of the machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon about Misasik and Darshan Miskavein, sorry. And there's a big question about whether or not Bepashlus is we paskin like Rabbi Shimon across the board. But there are Rishonim who say that actually across, generally we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that Darshan Miskavein is aser. But by Shabbos, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that Darshan Miskavein is mata. And dafka on Shabbos because Melechus Mashabbos is Torah. Or some people say Rabbi Yehuda would say that Darshan Miskavein is chayiv, right? But when it comes to Shabbos, Darshan Miskavein is only aser midrabanan because Melechus Mashabbos aser Torah. So it definitely
Is
makes
there a
it's good.
way? Sorry, I was interrupting. I'll let you finish.
Oh, just that it's an important chiluk, right, between Shabbos and other areas. Even if we think Devar Shkaven applies to both, it might not apply the same way, or we might not paskin it the same to the same extent, because dafka by Shabbos, machshavas asher Torah, so your intent is pretty key.
Yeah, is there a way to read Rabbi Shimon's like Shita on Dvar Shem Yikaven, like, well, yeah, that one more so, Tartar, I think, from Melech Shin Gufa, is not relating to Melech HaMachshavet?
For Darshan Miskavein, yeah, it doesn't necessarily have to. I mean, he holds it by Kilayim also, right? Not by Shabbos, not only by Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon holds of Darshan Miskavein kind of across the board. The Aruch HaShulchan, right? The idea in general is that normally we'd say, oh, like Masasik or Darshan Miskavein is Pater, but the exception to that is Chalavim Ba'arayos because Shekeinen, right? It's more about like the Totsa, like the Isser is the Hana you get from Bias Asuros or Machalos Asuros. And therefore, you can say, even if it's in a Miskavein, it's going to be Asur, right? But I think a very strong argument could be made to follow up on our bug discussion is that when it comes to eating a microscopic bug, right, that you neither derive, you don't taste, and you don't derive like nutrition from, right? These things are tiny. Yeah, so the idea that your shekeinene would be mechayiv you might not be applicable because you don't actually get any hana, right? So if you actually don't get hana and you don't intend for it, so then it's kind of harder, much harder to argue that like the din of like, oh, it's a birya, so you're chayiv. So Rosh Hashanah basically says like, yeah, you're chayiv on a birya and it's not batel, right? If you are achshaveh, if you actually mean to eat it, because it is a thing and you are eating it, so that matters. But the fact that, but if like you're not intending to eat it and you're not aware that you're eating it even, so then you're not really, essentially not even eating it, right? Or there's no active eating it and there's no hana, so it's very hard to say that there's something that's mitzarefet to you, to be mechayiv you. So he basically says that, first of all, the raisa be batel, but I think we can go further and say that the argument of Darshan Miskavein actually would be chazav v'ner, would be applicable again, because it's just not the sort of thing where you're getting actual hana, right? In order to say that the Darshan Miskavein is chashav. Okay. So we'll do a little Shabbos, Darshan Miskavein stuff. Oh, also just a cool makor. I'm just going to start with this, even though we should really do the Sikresha by Darabanan, just because it's cool. The Kesef Mishnah brings, shame the Rambam, actually make it full screen, that is ma, okay, when it comes to a psikresha, right, you're not in mischavin le melacha, you're not mischavin to the melacha, or you're mischavin, it's just nasa bechrech, it's necessary result, right? Let's go a little bit what we were quoting Shimon Rav and Rambam before. Psikresha is because it's nasa bechreach, and he's aware of that. Right? But a malacha shein tzricha legufa, hu mitkaven legufa malacha, ela sheino mitkaven letachlita. You said that Avraham HaChassid, b'nei Enosh B'shem Aviv. B'shem is the from Ben Rabbah, B'shem the Ram, which is what? That the difference between a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa and a psikresha, Tosos, by the way, says that why is a, what a psikresha is essentially a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa. Right? Why? Because you're doing the malacha. You know you're doing the malacha, but you're doing it for some other purpose. So it's essentially a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa. So Ravan Rambam says, no, that's not true. Right? Why? Because a psikresha, you're not mechavim to the malacha at all. It's just a necessary outcome of your action. Malacha she'ina tzricha legufa, you're having to do the malacha, just not for the tachlis of the malacha, okay? Not for the purpose of the malacha, not for the constructive purpose of the malacha. Now, what's important, I think, about that, for our Devashin Miskavim, Psikresha, let's say, Dinolo Nichales, and stuff like that, or we're about to say by Dindarabanan, is that, let's say you had a Devashin Miskavim by a Darabanan, right? By an Issa Darabanan, what would we say? Do we say that, well, psikresha by a doraisa is aser, so psikresha de nichale would be aser also by a derabanan, or not? All right, so if you take the approach that it's essentially malacha shein tzricha legufa, so then I'd say, yeah, by a derabanan also, right? You can't do a, you know, pashas, you can't do a derabanan shein tzricha legufa, because you're still, you know, you're still having to do the malacha. And if so, then we right. I think we'd say that it's a problem, because at the end of the day, you're still mechaving to do malacha. It's ina tzricha legufa, right? But the fact that it's the rabbanan doesn't change the fact that you're still being mechaving to do the malacha, and the rabbanan said you shouldn't do the malacha. However, according if you hold like Rav Rambam and Rambam, so then by malacha, by psikresha, sorry, right? Gabi psikresha inu mechaving the malacha kol ikar. It's a necessary outcome, right? And again, what was our point by the Rabbanans is that they what?
Lotasar, and this wouldn't go against Lotasar.
Exactly, right? They're focused on the Gavra. They're focused on the Maisa that you're doing, right? So if the Rabbanans say, don't do this Maisa, and you do a Malacha Shein Tzrich Legufa, so you did the Malacha, right? You were Sar from the Kuda of the Chachamim. However, if it's a davar shein miskavein and you're not mechaving kol ikar to the malacha, so then maybe there, by darabanan we'd say that a davar shein miskavein, even bipsik resha dinichale, could still be mutter, right? And gufa, that's actually how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin that a psik resha dinichale by darabanan would be mutter, and that's how I'm pretty sure Rabbi Avadia paskins, the Rama, and all the Ashkenazi poskim paskin that it's aser if it's psik resha dinichale, because perhaps right same idea is that you're still being over on still nasis bechreach. No, sorry, not nasis bechreach, but you're doing humiskavin the gof hamalacha elashen mechavin the tachlit ta. Right? Okay. I feel like we did psik resha dinichale dinichale well enough. So just save time. We're going to skip to psikresha delo nichale by Darbanan. Let's say it's a psikresha, but it's a psikresha delo nichale. Right? So we said, according to, oh, Dibraba Banan is not a thingy, as far as I know. Try to change that. Let's say you do a psikresha, but it's a, Max. Yeah. Much better. Let's say you do a psikresha, but it's a psikresha de lo nichale. So when it comes to a psikresha de lo nichale by an iser doraisa, according to the Aruch, it's mutter, right? According to the Meiri, psikresha de lo nichale is mutter, psikresha de lo ichbasle, that you don't care about, is aser. And according to Tosfos, psikresha de lo nichale is also aser. And those were our three opinions, right? And we connected them to the idea of, you know, what's the problem by a psikresha? Is it that, I'll just go back for a second. Is it that he also intends to do B, right? We really know that you're miskaven. In which case, if it's lo nichale, we can say, well, you're not miskaven. Or even if it's lo ichbasle, maybe you could say you're not miskaven because, right, it actually doesn't benefit you. So we don't actually think that you're miskaving. it was about the two actions being fundamentally one. So Rashi says, it just really depends if they're separable actions. It has nothing to do with the guy's intent, right? In which case, nichale lo lichane should not really be a factor. And finally, right, we have this approach again of Rambam and Rambam and the Ritva, that if A leads to B and B leads to C, right, so then C is a necessary outcome of A. It's a necessary repercussion. And when you do an action, we consider you to have responsibility and intent, not only for the action, but also for its necessary repercussions. Now, if that's true, right, so then we have the following kind of issue of, well, what do we do if it's lo nichale or lo echbasle, right? Or potentially, right, let's say lo nichale. If you have negative intent, right, then it should break that causal chain. Because A will lead to B, right? And B leads to C. But if you don't want C, maybe you can say that your intent for A does not constitute intent for C. Because you really don't want C to happen, right? So what about by this or Darabanan? So I think what comes in is, yeah.
Why are we comfortable saying that, but not saying, meaning the second option is that the two actions are really one action. The third is that there are two different actions, but transitive property A leads to C also, right?
Yeah. But it's not that A and C are the same action. It's that the person's intent to do A also constitutes intent for its responsibility for its repercussions. Right? One is the middle option is a definition of the action. It says this action is one action. Right? Here we're acknowledging that there are two separate actions. Right? It's just that you kind of have to take responsibility for the repercussions of your actions.
Then in the end of the day, isn't it, if we're saying that we care that lo nichale, aren't we then going back to Amin Sadi? Meaning,
we can say that you need to take responsibility. If you do A, right, and that also causes B and C, and those are beneficial for you, right, so then I can say, well, you meant to do A, right? And that comes and that causes B and C, and B and C are also beneficial for you, and you are aware that they're going to happen, right? So your intent for A constitutes intent for C as well, because you know it's going to happen, you know it's a necessary repercussion of your actions, and it's beneficial for you, right? I would think of it like this. If we were dealing with like a court case or with like a, you know, some sort of like a trial of a politician in terms of like a kickback scheme or something, right? So we could say that, oh, you know, you made legislation A, right? Which necessarily had B and C repercussions, and B and C repercussions, right, hugely benefit your bank account, right? So you can't say, I only meant to do A, just happened to be that, you know, had those repercussions. If you are aware of them, so we can say that you had an intent to defraud the public, or you had, you know, intent to, you intentionally, right, you know, did this thing which constitutes a conflict of interest, right? As opposed to this one, which is saying that they're the same action. We don't care about your intent. They're literally just definitionally one action. Decapitating an animal, right, is the same thing as killing an animal. They're not separate actions or separate concepts that you can talk about independently. Now, the reason why this matters is because the way to decide, the metric for just deciding is whether or not they're actually two different actions, right? And that's why Rashi says if you could do them separately, then maybe if you do them together, it's fine, right? Even if it's beneficial. But for the A leads to B and B leads to C, because we're dealing with intent, it's really about the person, right? It's not about the actions that happen. So our metric for defining that, right, could also be dependent on the person's intent. If the person's intent is for A, right, and B and C are detrimental to him, so then we can actually say, well, that negative, those negative the fact that it's a negative repercussion, right, would mean that it's not something that you intended as part of the package deal. right? So this is like making them a package idea, a package deal in the intent, and this makes them a package deal in the action. So the way to split these is to say, well, actually, they're two different actions. The way to split these might be to say, well, they're actually two different intents. Why? Because one is good for him and one's bad for him, right? But by default, they would group together, right? And then you could say, well, you know, what's good enough to split? And then the idea of lo nichale as opposed to lo ichbasle might really be important, because if he doesn't care, it's not beneficial. So it's like an interesting question. How are we going to put the, where are we going to put the defining line? Okay. Then I think like an interesting nafkamina of all this again is going to be, let's say it's a psik resha de lo nichale by nesed darabanan, right? So when it's a psik resha de nichale, so he said, well, maybe, right? Remember Rambam's chakira that it's not that you intended to do the malacha, like a malacha shein tzricha legufa, just you don't want the tachlis malacha, right? It's that you didn't even intend to do the action, it's just a necessary result, right? So when it comes to this, darabanan, maybe we can go all the way in and say, totally fine, right? And that's, I think, really seems to be what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, sigresha din nichale, right? That's good for him, is actually okay by an Issa darabanan. And he said, because this is Rabbanan is really about the Maisa, right? Lo Tasser, don't do this. And here you didn't really do it. It just kind of happened. You're responsible for it happening, but you never made, were necessarily Sar Min, you know, Minadva Varsha Yerucha Yemino Small. But can we expand further and say, even, say, within like a Tosfos perspective or a more expanded perspective, by a Psikresha Diloni Chale, where it's bad for him, right? Maybe then we can really be expansive. Why? So I think we can argue that even if we think Sikresha Dinichale says that, well, you meant to do it, right? One thing we can argue about here with Rambam and Rambam is that, right, is this kind of idea of Tosos. Well, if you actually intend to do it, so it's not just that A leads to B and B leads to C and that constitute intent, but you actually meant to do it, right? But if it's Lo Nichale, so then, even if you did the action, you really didn't intend to do it. So it's still a davar shein miskaven. And if it's actually davar shein miskaven, because it's actually lo nichale, so, one second, sorry. Yeah. So Tosos in Yoma says, Uba aruch pirish, ahida da bonen lot sarech, lot suicha da avid ba'ara de chavre, kivan shein nena klal, biyivoy akar kachavero, shari, afil lechat chila. Right, the Aruch says that psikresha de lo nichale is mutter lechatchila, even by a doraisa. Avagav to have a psikresha. V'hada amar moder b'shem psikresha hanimili b'davar shu nene. Right, Aruch says that psikresha din nichale is only aser if it's nichale. Kigon arididei. Od heviraya midavar lulav hagazol. Right, by the berries on the hadas. It says mihu yesh litchos me'achashe to tikun afilu b'mitkavein eno aser ela midrabanan. He says, well, maybe, right, the Rabbanan are only gozer in Isser on a tikkun, on something that's not really a malacha, when it's intentional, right? But maybe if he's not nene, right, so then there's no reason for us to be gozer. Okay, that's more of a technical reason. We'll explore in a second whether we can give it a little more fundamental reason. And then that's really how we paskin, how Mishnah paskins and a bunch of makoros. But basically, there are a bunch of cases. She brought one in the Mishnah Berurah where it basically says that a psik resha de lo nichale should be mutter. What's interesting is he's like only matir mitam zeh b'makom atzorech. Right, even though it's a psikresha de lo nichle by the rabbanan, v'dinir diyesh l'smuch hazeh b'makom shatid ino shalo daz b'vado l'nichle b'lisha. Like, oh, it's only dafka if it's psikresha de lo nichle by the rabbanan b'makom atzorech. Like he's hesitant about it, which is interesting. And I thought that, right, that like that hesitation again might reflect the like what if you think like Tosfos. Says in a few places that psikresha is essentially a malach shein tzricha legufa. So then even by darabanan, right, again, on one hand, it's like trade darabanan and it's the makam shol nene, you know, maybe lo gazru rabanan, right, like Tosas in Yoma says. On the other hand, right, there's still some sort of potential to say, well, you're doing this action. Psikration means that you've done it, right? Because it's a in Tzrich L'Gufa, you don't need the tachlis, you're not machavin for the tachlis, but you're still doing it. And then maybe that's more of an issue. But I was thinking also, if we go just go back here for a second to our chart, that maybe again by Darabanan, right? So if it's he also intends to be, so then psik ratio by Darabanan also is going to be a problem because you're still having to do this at Darabanan, right? But if it's lo nichale, so then maybe say there's no maisa malacha because the whole Isra anyways is lo tasser min adav rashaya gidulcha. And this is Eno Miskavein. So maybe Psikresha de lo nichale by Darabanan should be totally mutter for Tosos, right? And it's the same Tosos in Yuma who says that Anan Sadi de Miskavein. So that actually works nicely that when it's Psikresha de nichale, so then even by Anissa Darabanan, presumably it should be Aser. But if it's a Psikresha de lo nichale by Anissa Darabanan, it should be mutter because, right, the whole reason why it's Aser, Psikresha is Aser because Anan Sadi de Miskavein. And here, there's no Maisa Malacha, right? Because the whole Isra Darabanan is a Chova Isra Gavra, and he's in a Miskavin, because even though it's Vikresha, it's Lo Nichale, so we're not an Ansadi that he was Miskavin. Right? According to the Rambam, the Rambam approach, the Ritva approach, right? If A leads to B and B leads to C, that's going to constitute intent for C, right? But when it's an Isra Darabanan, and the whole point is that Psikresha is in a Miskavin. Is like he's not miskaving for the maisa, so there might not be a lo tasser problem. The only problem is that there's this action and it's happening and it happened, but for Darabanan, since psik risha still doesn't count as kavana for the maisa, so then maybe that's going to be okay across the board. And it seems to be at the Shulchan Aruch paskins that psik risha, even the lichale, is mutter by Darabanan. So then it comes out that psikresha de lo nichale by Darabanan, my Mishnah Berurah Paskins is mutter b'shas etzorech, and I think the huge nafkamina of that is maninu, is again like some of these like motion sensors, and like you know if you have a fridge and the LED light is the light inside is LED, so it's only Darabanan at worst, and it's you know so it's a psikresha if you open and close the door, you forgot to turn it off. So then, psikresha de lo nichale by the rabbanon, like you don't really benefit. You know, it's really loich basle, but in general, we pass in it psikresha de loich basle and de lo nichale are more or less the same. So then, it would be psikresha de loich basle by the rabbanon, and then you'd be able to like you know b'dieved right b'shas etzorech. Again, Mishnah Berurah says b'shas etzorech, but I think that would count as b'shas etzorech. Be able to like get stuff out of the fridge, yeah.
Okay, first of all, I had no idea that I raised my hand and Zoom decided for me that I raised my hand. It did a camera detection thing. I'm a little busy being spooked by that. This is like more of like this is tentative. I don't think it's an actual svara, but I'm just curious. Is it possible to say that the Sharat Sorech change like has an effect on the Kavana equation and the A leads to B leads to C, where A stands out so much that there's like some sort of detaching factor from the consequences?
Interesting. I think conceptually, yes. I haven't seen that. That's not like, you know, I haven't seen anyone say that. So I don't think that there's, you know, they're saying here, but that's a fascinating concept. I mean, conceptually, it makes a lot of sense, right? If there's a Shas HaTorah to do A, so then A would like, you know, be much more compelling than a need than, you know, whatever B and C are coming along, and then we can more safely ignore them. I don't think so. I mean, he's not saying that. He's just saying, oh, like, really, this is mutter, but I'm not so comfortable with it because it's still psikresha, even though it's lo nichale by Darabanan. So he says, you know, just don't do it, but it's a little bit of shas etzorech. It's kind of like a hedge as opposed to like part of the conceptual structure itself. I think that logically that makes a lot of sense. Like, oh, when something's like Pshas and Sorech.
I'm going so back then, and forth though, because it doesn't like, okay, let's say A leads to B leads to C. B and C stay at the same level of necessity, but the need for A just becomes much greater. So I wonder if that would have a detaching factor. Like, it's not like because you want A so badly, you dislike B more. You just need A much, much, much more than B.
Right. So, yeah. So I think conceptually it does make sense. I haven't seen that in the SIG yet, but it's like it's a conceptual structure that could be applicable. Interesting. Like, I feel like, especially if you want to, let's say you went in the Tosos direction of like, you know, yeah, but if you're doing it and it's beneficial to you, then like, come on, like you also want our mechavim to it. And on sad de mechavim, so b'shas atzorech, you could say, well, actually, because you really have this tzorech for this other stuff, so then maybe not. But I think it's a cool svara. I don't think it's like a shita in the sugya, but I think it's a very good conceptual possibility. I think there might be use cases where it actually could be applicable. I just have to think about like when, because I think that does make a lot of sense. Okay, now just one like last cool point, just because sorry, she's going a little longer than expected. The question is suffix psikresha, right? Here is just like a great nafgamina of the concepts, which is, let's say, if the system is in state A, then it would be a psikresha that, you know, a malacha would happen. But if the system is in state B, then no malacha will happen. So it's a suffix psikresha, right? Normally, if it's a suffix, it's not a psikresha, right? Psikresha is only when you absolutely know it will happen. But here, right, it will definitely happen if the system is in that state. You just don't know what state the system's in, right? So I think that's a great test case, because if it depends on the person and his mentality, right? If we say Darshan Miskavin is really a function of the person's intent, either because Anan Sadi that he really intends it, or because A leads to B and B leads to C, and therefore your intent for A constitutes intent or responsibility for B and C. So then what matters is what you know, right? If it's a din in the Maisa, like Rashi says, so then what really matters is the state of the system, right? Whether or not you know it is less important to, is this action, right, definitionally causing this other these results. So the Taz says, Mikom Makom b'safik im yesham zvuvim, you're talking about like sealing a like this box that may or may not have bugs in it, and then you're trapping those bugs. Yesh lahatir, desham in psikresha, ki ze hevi safik, psikresha, behave davar shlo miskavenu mutter. So the Taz says, if you don't know, so then it's only a safik. And if it's a safik psikresha, so it's not a psikresha at all. Because the whole point of psikresha is that you know. Now, says the Be'er Halacha, he says, Hinei ha-taz chidesh kan, davar chadash b'inyan psikresha, דאם האיסר יעשה בוודאי על ידי המעשה היינו הנעילה, אך ספק הוא אם יש כאן איסר היינו דבר הניצוד, והבלה ספק הדרייתא. It says, shouldn't it be the opposite? It says, if it's a psikresha, right, then your maisa is a malacha. So if you're mesupak, whether your maisa is a malacha, so it's a safik daraisa l'chumra, right? So it's fascinating. Again, the Be'er Halacha is suggesting, exactly like Rashi, that it's a din in the maisa, right? Is this maisa going to do this malacha or not? If it might not, so it might not be a maisa malacha, so it's not a maisa malacha, right? There's two separate actions. If it definitionally will, you just don't know what the situation is, so then it's not. Now, a caveat is that for Rashi, actually, because you could do these two things separately, they might never be a psikresha, right? Because you could always close a box without there being bugs in it. So actually for Rashi, it might be that this is never a psikresha in this case. But I think conceptually it's falling closer to Rashi, that it's right, that it's sort of it's action oriented instead of intent oriented. It's saying, well, right, it's really a question of how do we define your action. What's interesting is that he's basically saying Rashi's concept without Rashi's kula. Rashi's kula is that since it's a din of the maisa, if you could do the maisim separately, so then it's not obsecration. The Bar Halacha is saying, well, since it's a din of the maisa, and therefore if the maisa will do it, even if it's just because in this circumstance it'll do it, so this action that you're doing is the maisa malacha, right? So he's basically saying the concept of like psikration is a din of the maisa without going with Rashi to and the Shelti Giborim to the kula of, then if you could possibly do them separately, you don't have to do them separately. Okay, shishkach. I'm going to stop now before I go way over time.
It was a very fun tangent in the beginning.
Yeah, thank you so much. It tied in. Yeah. You brought it in, which is great. Also,
it keeps popping up. I'm in a really cool
class. By the way, we're still recording.
Oh, yeah? I'll turn.
Yeah.